B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, good morning. It's 542. Monday. Here it is, August 30th, right?
31st, the last day of August.
Wow.
Bye.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like the summer...
Didn't it fly by?
It was just weird.
The fastest summer ever.
I don't know if it was fast. It was just weird.
I mean, I remember the 4th of July like it was...
Like
the 4th of July.
A month and a half.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Like the weather, though.
Weather this week is beautiful.
Oh, man. Did you have the windows open?
It was cold in my house.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, a little bit disconcerting. You know me and the weather. I've always complained.
You never really
have. I was like, oh, winter's coming.
Oh, see.
Oh, my God.
Sunny, 74 today.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Perfect. That is no sweating weather.
You
no
were just watching Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. We just finished Outlander, and we're deciding now between Breaking Bad.
Drugs are... Or weird porn
or,
with dragons.
Yeah, that one. Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
feels like we ought to watch Breaking Bad.
Well, you know what? I haven't watched Breaking Bad because I'm saving it for when I'm like convalescing.
This is the time.
I know this is the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's winter.
So yeah, I would do Breaking Bad. It's
Breaking
very
Bad.
Good.
All right.
I started watching it, but then it got too dark for me, and then I needed to take a break.
Okay,
but you would like it.
How about Game of Thrones?
I don't like dragons.
I watch both. I'd watch Breaking Bad again before I watch Game
really?
Of Thrones again.
Okay.
All right. I actually started watching it again just for
did
fun.
Did you really? Maybe we'll do that then. That's good.
Okay.
That's what it's down to these days, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm running out of shows.
Are you?
I read The Globe yesterday. Matthew Gilbert had a bunch of shows to watch that are semi-new or to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is getting me through the pandemic.
Okay. That's good. You need somebody like that.
Yes.
He's going to tell you what to watch. Ah, life in 2020. Okay. Tonight, down to 59. Nice.
Right.
Like, no sweat. And partly cloudy tomorrow, 74. Not bad. Okay. When we left, we worked Wednesday. We were done.
Yep.
Brian, are we still on the same music scramble?
We are.
No.
We've gotten
Holy
to three.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This
it's
is
tough.
Let me play it real quick, okay? Here it is. All right, so we're stuck on three of those five songs.
Wow.
Need four and five. Wow, wow, wow.
It's a tough one.
That's been yep. Is that the longest one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, your chance to crack it, $1,000, and then be on the road to a million. That's at 8 o'clock this morning.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's sponsored by Big Y Foods. Summer means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's, just like Mom's Deli salads, homestyle potato, egg, and potato. Yeah, macaroni or coleslaw made with only the finest ingredients, only at Big Y. LBF, what's cool?
So this guy was getting annoyed because he was being alerted every night from a security camera, and you won't believe what was happening and what he did to fix it.
Oh, that's annoying. Security
right?
camera comes on. You wake up, you can't go back to sleep.
Right, or you're just like, what is happening?
I don't know. You've got to wake your wife up and say, well, honey, go see what's happening. I kid. Okay, Brian Bell.
All right. Manny Ramirez. He's Manny being Manny, and he's back. I'll tell you where to watch
Manny?
Him play baseball.
Really? Love that yeah. story. Now, do you believe in hypnotism, guys? Do you believe you can be hypnotized?
I hope so. I Some should people. Go for a lot of things.
Well, after I tell you this, you might consider it.
Yeah?
There's a woman in England who got hypnotized. It changed her life. All right?
Really?
Coming up.
Okay.
What do you got?
All right. So this guy in Utah started getting annoyed after being alerted every night from a security camera. And it turned out a little kid was riding his bike up into his driveway.
Oh, boy, that's annoying.
And so, like,
at night?
Well, like, you know, evening walk. Like, let's go
okay.
for, you know,
yeah.
with his mom, and he's on his little bike, and they got a dog. Instead of telling him to stop, though...
He put up a gate.
No,
yeah.
that's what you do.
Yeah.
This is so cute. He drew a mini racetrack in chalk And so now all the other kids use it. And here he is doing a walkthrough and explaining all
so
the stuff he drew.
So he has more kids.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I was able to get like a nice little course. Also taking some of Keith's advice, I used up more of the driveway. We have the back straight, assuming that the three-year-old can read. And slow, and then we turn. And then eyes up, because, you know, he's not looking. Another little rumble, and then for the win. Ching, ching, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I don't know, who's having more fun with this, him or me?
Sweet.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of cute.
You're like, I'm looking at your face, yeah. And I'm looking at your face, and you guys would not do this. You'd be like, get out of my driveway.
I do enough stuff for my kids.
Get off my lawn. I mean, seriously?
Oh, my
very
God.
Very cute.
It's the sweetest story.
It is cute. No,
you guys are dead inside.
Well, you know what? If you see the kid, you probably would be more apt to do it.
Yeah.
But not seeing the kid, not knowing how cute he is, it's like not, you know.
It's just some weird guy who lives there alone.
Inviting kids into his
driveway
now? Thing.
Oh, Brian,
weird.
No.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, I've got ice cream in the garage, too.
Right.
I don't know. I just, okay.
I'd stop.
That's
I'd
a great
stop
story.
Right there. There you go.
Great story.
Oh,
right. All right. Manny Ramirez. Wow. He's 48, and he just signed a contract to play baseball. He's going to be playing for the Sydney Blue Sox down in Australia.
Really?
He's going to be a player coach.
Yeah.
And the
player coach?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Manny the coach.
Their season kicks off December 18th, and the Blue Sox will be hosting the defending champ Melbourne. So
their summer is our
I don't know if they have to run the opposite way around the bases in Australia.
Good question.
How that works.
Good question.
Keep an eye on it. December, maybe you'll see Manny playing for the Australia Sydney Blue Sox.
I wonder what they're paying Manny to be Manny.
I don't know, but the guy who owns the team, Adam Dobb, he's a huge Red Sox fan, so that's pretty cool that he gets to sign Manny Ramirez.
I love it.
I love Manny.
Oh, you love that story?
That's a great story. I mean,
you can't watch the actual Red Sox. They're horrible.
Okay.
Your story was cute, LBF.
Okay. All right.
Cute. Okay. So a woman in England had a very limited diet for 20 years. She said she had a fear of fruits and vegetables. Okay?
I get it.
But it was cured with hypnotherapy. See, this 32-year-old woman said she would gag if she tried anything other than her usual diet of dry cereal, cheese, cookies, pasta, or French fries. After getting engaged, she said she
got engaged?
Yeah.
I mean, my God,
what they serve
lit
at the wedding.
Every pot.
Here's your cereal bar over
Really, my God. Okay.
Imagine
where'd
the
they go to dinner?
Well, I said, wherever they had cheese, cookies, and pasta.
Oh, boy.
After getting engaged, she decided to face her fears so she could lose weight before the wedding.
Oh, okay.
She says that after getting six hypnotherapy sessions, she can now enjoy some of her most feared foods, and she's enjoying life.
But she
like
quacks it when somebody turns on a light. I'm always afraid of something like
that.
She quacks?
Yeah, like whenever you go to like a hypnotist and like they make you do weird things.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind you've been going through?
Maybe you should see one.
I should.
Help that quack.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What a week. What a week. Sunny today at a high of 74. Not bad. Down to 59 tonight. Tomorrow, 74 under partly cloudy skies. And the week's pretty much ditto. 70s straight through.
That's a nice week.
Really nice week. Last day of August. That's it.
That's crazy.
Time's flying by. But not for everybody, LBF.
No.
Not for everybody. The divorce rate in the U.S. soared 34% during the pandemic. Yep. According to data, interest in legal separation peaked on April 13th, which is 15 to 20 days after the majority of states implemented the quarantine protocol back in March. So it seems newlyweds took lockdown the hardest.
Newlyweds? It's hard to be married.
20% of couples married for 5 months or less sought divorce.
No, they got to work it out.
Right?
It's fine. The first year is hell.
Under normal circumstances.
Wow.
Yeah, like if you were married, a newlywed, and then all of a sudden you're in quarantine, it's such a lifestyle change anyway.
All right.
Honeymoon's over.
58% of those seeking divorce were married within the last 5 years. So that's the deal. It's the newlyweds, the five and unders.
Well, you know, when you're married a long time, you're like, everything is intertwined. So what is How do I even get rid of you?
What is that's what it is.
It's like, you're in all the pictures.
No, it's too much work.
Yeah, they're in all the pictures. All the bank accounts are together. It's just easier to stay together.
Right, but those first five.
Well, I'm romantic. Yes, you are.
There's an escape hatch.
That's a bullet there, Dave.
Things. It's my laziness that keeps us together.
So that's it. That's it.
Wow. I think that's a Barry Manilow song.
It should be.
You know what I think a lot of it is? So we're semi-empty nested now.
Yes.
And so it's just now that our youngest is back to school, we don't have to worry about vegetarian dinners anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Meat is the glue that's keeping you together.
It is the meat. Like, oh my God, she wants freaking hot dogs made of what? Can't we just be normal? But anyway, so I think having the empty nest kind of helps alleviate the pressure. So there's probably a lot of newlyweds with kids.
That's an also awful time.
Homeschooling is tough, right?
People are like, are you having the best time?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you're not. It's okay.
Right.
You'll get through it.
You'll get through it.
It's going to be
fine.
And then
you'll be old and you'll be like, oh, I wish I was young.
It'll be fine.
Right? Okay. So anyway, get through it. Buckle down. It could be worse.
It doesn't feel that way. But it could be. No,
right. I mean, seriously. Yeah, divorce isn't good.
No,
terrible.
I mean, it's not for everybody.
Not for everybody.
No. Just for 50%.
So like LBF says, wait till your lives are so interwoven that it's too much of a hassle.
It's too much of a hassle. You get to the point where you're like, not even worth it. Just stick around.
He's going to be dead in 20 anyway. What the hell? All right.
Okay.
Boy, that
happy
was
Monday.
Uplifting.
Happy Monday.
Uplifting, right?
Okay.
Wow. Very good.
Maybe LBF can share us up.
I will.
What do you have?
This woman wishes she drank, smoked, and had more sex when she was young.
Who is it? All right.
All right.
Okay. I've always said it's not the things that you do in life that you regret. It's the things you don't.
Or the people.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's check your ride.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Some regrets. It's a busy weekend. Here's LBF, Dirty Laundry.
Are you abstaining from sex, drugs, alcohol, and nicotine? Well, you're wasting your time, according to this singer.
Okay.
And I'll tell you in a few minutes. But first, let's talk about Brad Pitt's new girlfriend. Well, this is dishy.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt's new woman, Nicole, I can't pronounce her last name, Podorowski?
She's a model, right?
Yeah, of course.
That was stupid. I know. He went to the model store.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got a supermodel.
It's never a cashier at Walmart. It's
a model. No, it's a supermodel. You get him at the supermodel store.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
All right. So, she's married.
What?
Wait a minute.
Oh, Brad.
She's been married to this German guy, Roland Mary, for 8 years and have a 7-year-old. Mm. But their marriage is open.
Oh.
So that's interesting.
He went there?
Roland is 68 and she's 27.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
wow.
Very open.
Yeah.
And then after Brad went to the restaurant and became friends with the couple, she flew to Los Angeles to be with Brad and the rest is history. And now they're spending...
Isn't it ironic that now she's seeing a younger man?
But not really. He's like, what, 57?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's 67. Brad's 57. So he's a younger guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now they're at their Brad's south of France, like, castle, mm-hmm. Miraval, which makes the rosé. Have you ever gotten that? It's too expensive.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
No.
It's like $25. No.
Is that where he and
Angelina Jolie used to hang?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, in your face.
Anyway,
yeah.
She's cute. She's married. That seems complicated to me.
I'm all set with that.
I feel like, Brad, if I was your friend, I'd be like, you went from crazy complicated to now crazy complicated. Let's learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, there's other supermodels out there.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. There are a dime a dozen in L.A., dude.
Wow.
You're tripping over them. Yeah, horrifying.
Know, especially out there. You can't miss them. They're 5'10".
Okay, who says that you're abstaining from sex, drugs, and alcohol and nicotine is a waste of time? Toni Braxton.
Huh.
She said, I regret not having more sex when I was younger. I should have drank more. I should have partied more, smoked more even. I think my religious upbringing stopped me from doing a lot of things that I should have done. It's not a good look at the age I am now. Hmm. That way it works. The way it works is you do all that stuff in your 20s and 30s, and then in your 40s you've earned enough to pay for the therapy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, but I've... three daughters. I'm not gonna.
I
hope they're not listening.
We don't want you doing that. Gee, good grief.
I'm just saying. I don't think it's bad advice. Anyway, I want to mention obviously the really sad passing of Chadwick Boseman. He was 43 years old. He had colon cancer for 4 years.
Nobody knew, right?
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
I was stunned when I woke up. Was it Saturday morning? And that was on my Facebook, and I just couldn't believe it.
You had to look twice, right?
Yeah. I was like, what? No, like, that's not possible. He was so young.
I wonder if they were going to make another Black Panther.
I don't know.
He was in Avengers, right?
Right.
So I'm sure down there
was
such a franchise.
Really, really talented, and he was in a lot of great biopics. And there's a lot of streaming of his stuff going on right now. We caught Get On Up, the James Brown biopic.
Never seen that.
I hadn't seen it either.
Yeah.
It's excellent. I recommend it highly.
Good.
So anyway, that's a sad story.
Too young.
44?
42.
43.
Wow, way too young. Too bad. It was a great movie, too.
Black Panther?
Yeah, made $1 billion.
Yeah. It was on last night on ABC,
commercial free.
Yeah.
Didn't it make $1 billion?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk about a movie that was made in 1974 that you couldn't make today.
Most of the movies just made in 1974 you couldn't make today.
The 70s were a weird time.
Remember Cruisin'? Anyway.
You know what? They shouldn't have made it then, as a matter of fact.
Right?
Anyway. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the 7 o'clock hour. What movie from the 70s was just rated the number one spoof movie of all time that you couldn't make today? We'll talk about that at 7:10. That'll be fun.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 7:15. I've got 57.
You do?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I like it.
It's nice to wake up and not be sweating.
Isn't that great for a change?
Yes.
High today is 74, sunny, not shabby at all. So we're just talking about there's a independent newspaper put together a list of movies that the best spoof movies.
Okay.
And some of these movies you couldn't make today. But we have somebody on the phone already. Hi, ROR, good morning.
Hey, I was just wondering, is Bob talking about Blazing Saddles?
Bob is talking about Blazing Saddles. How'd you guess?
I don't know. As soon as he said a movie that can't be made today, Blazing Saddles came to mind right away.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this is Bob. What's your name?
I'm Cricket from Saugus, Bob. How are you,
Cricket,
buddy?
Good. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You couldn't make that movie today. And that's
too damn bad because it was a funny
movie. I saw it. I was a teenager and was
teenage sensibilities. I'm sure it's, you know.
Loved it.
Real classic.
Yeah. Right? So people, I think if you even tell them that you're watching this movie now, they might look at you.
I think so. I'll judge you.
You'll judge me for it.
Yeah, I will. I'll be like, what's wrong with you? That's terrible.
It's hilarious.
So funny.
It's still funny, right?
Yeah, no, there's so many... like innuendos and just so many twists in that movie.
What's great about it is they went after everybody. It wasn't a movie where, you know, it was just one branch of society.
Mel Brooks is my fave.
Yeah. But too bad you couldn't make it today. Hey, Cricket, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, and also Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein is on number 3 on that list.
I can't believe it's not number 1. It's the best movie ever.
Number 2 is Airplane. Again, I showed my kids Airplane.
Like, is History of the World Part 1 on that?
No.
God, that's the best.
Mm-mm. No. Naked Gun, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, Love at First Bite.
Love at First Bite.
Yeah, George.
I remember that.
What was his
name?
Hamilton. So you said, LBF, there was a movie that you watched and you forgot that you really were surprised.
I was watching Saturday Night Fever and I'm sitting there and I'm like, this isn't a dance movie.
No, it's got a lot going on.
It is so not a dance movie at all. Like, I grew up, obviously, with the highlights, not being allowed to watch it for a good reason, because it involves so many things that I didn't even understand.
Right?
Like, I'm like, did that just happen?
I wanted to show my kids that movie because John Travolta is great. He moves like liquid.
You can't.
I forgot the backseat scene with Donna Pascal.
Yeah, that's not fun. The thing is that back in the day, I saw it at the little theater in Canton because they made it PG. Do you remember that? That Saturday Night Fever was so popular that they made it PG. So they cut out all, like, the, I don't know.
Donna Pascal.
Yeah, and suicide and pregnancy and badness.
They had the fever.
They did.
Saturday Night Fever.
They did. So I was just like, I thought this was going to be more like Footloose. It's not.
No. No.
It's not.
No, baby
there's
in the
no
corner.
There's no let's hear it for
one.
The boys.
No, it's not. You know, so there's a lot. You mentioned Overboard.
So there's so many movies that you can't make anymore.
Porky's?
You're just like, well, Porky's you shouldn't have made in the first
place. Well, I don't know. It was great.
That was
for
the
its
movie
time.
That we all like tried to sneak on like Cinemax when we
did
were like,
you
know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cuz it was and you know who's in that? Kim Cattrall.
She is?
Yes, like, she's.
Wow. She's rewatch
yeah.
that. who else? There's another one I was thinking
of. 16 Candles you can't make. Because
why not? What's the...
Well, I mean, Jake Ryan basically says to the blonde kid, what's his name again? You can have my girlfriend. She's drunk. And you can just take advantage of
no.
her.
No. Wow.
Yeah. That's
wow.
just one egregious...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't watch
How about
this
Animal
movie.
House? Can't... Again, another one.
Yeah.
Can't see
a
that.
A lot of 80s movies.
Yeah. But anyway, so Blazing
Good
Saddles.
Thing they already made them.
Number one. Number one right here.
Guys love this movie.
Yeah.
How could you not?
I think there's a scene like around a campfire and beans are involved.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
great.
What everyone
Alex
talks
Harris.
About.
Yeah.
But they do use the N-word a lot, right?
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
So you remember it very quickly.
Yeah, they used it a lot back then, so that's why.
Yeah,
today,
they don't show it now birthday parties.
They
it's frowned upon, Bob. Stick to Young
but
Frankenstein.
Other than that, it's a classic movie. Anyway, down memory lane, love it. Airplane's good too. I show my daughters that when they were maybe 14 and 16. That, loved it.
The
they
top
quote
five
it?
On that list
it.
Are
oh, they quote
basically
it.
My. Favorite movies.
Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Love it.
Spinal Tap.
So good.
Number three, Young Frankenstein. Yep. Airplane number two, Blazing Saddles.
No Terms of Endearment? No The Way We Were?
Yeah, nope, no.
Spoof movies. Spoof
movies. Not tear jerkers that make
those
you regret life.
Hey! Listen, those movies can be remade. At least they have that going
they
for
don't,
them.
They don't need to be. 7:20. Good morning. To wrap up the movies, LBF, that you couldn't make today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we just played Breakfast Clubs, right?
You could make that.
Simple Minds.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could make that. You have to take out the scene of Judd. What's his face?
Nelson
underneath the desk.
Underneath the desk.
Classic lines like, "Does Barry Manilow know you invaded his wardrobe
That's
closet
fun.
Or whatever?"
That still works.
That works.
Yeah, but there was another one.
Weird Science. You can't make.
Now, what's the problem there?
They create a woman so that they can. Sleep with her.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Kelly
LeBrock?
Yes.
Boy. Wow.
That is a crazy movie.
That's Weird Science.
Yep.
That's weird
the toy
stuff.
You couldn't make. I feel like this is a list. It's they say Mr. Mom, but I think that holds up. I think it actually
It does
is,
hold up.
It holds up well.
I haven't seen
well.
Mr. Mom since Mr. Mom
You
came
should
out.
See it.
Oh,
why?
So good.
You should see Mr. Yeah. Mom
Love
and
Michael
you should
Keaton.
See The Founder.
The Founder.
With Michael
Again,
Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
About McDonald's. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Side note. So we were in the city.
At the same time, but didn't know.
You see, now, we went in Friday, went to the North End.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yep.
La Familia, Georgia. Wow.
It's really good.
I mean, basic Italian, great stuff. Nice people there. Hi, Justin. Give him a shout out.
Nice.
He's a big ROR listener.
Really?
Loves the classic rock, and he's young. I think he can't beat 27.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Loves it.
And I was down the street at the Lenox Hotel because I had a gift certificate and I needed to not look at the four walls of my house anymore.
Right.
And so I chose wisely. A big shout out to Dan Donahue, who hooked us up.
What did Dan Donahue do?
Oh, well, he left me a beautiful bottle of wine and a giant basket of snacks for Lucy, which I invaded,
because
including
you're
but
LBF.
Not,
is that why?
And they had the clock radio,
yeah,
set to 105.7.
Wow.
And Lisa at the front desk is a big fan of Super
no
Smart.
No kidding!
Wow,
it
that's
was great.
It, just Super Smart.
Well, yeah, and me.
wait! Brian and I don't matter.
Hey, you had your guy.
Yeah.
Brother liked you.
Can't you give me Lisa? Give me Lisa.
I thought Lisa might like the whole show.
But it's the first time I've been to a restaurant since March.
No kidding.
We had
what'd you have?
We had burgers down at Solus, because that's at the Lenox,
nice.
And we sat outside, and it was great. The protocols were great.
Good to be out, right?
It was great to be out. Everyone in the city was wearing masks.
Beautiful night.
And it was
Friday
beautiful
night.
And
just gorgeous. We
yeah,
had such
so,
a wonderful time.
And the thing is when everyone's going to the Cape, you guys should go in the city on Labor Day weekend.
It was great.
Because
good
it's
idea.
Safe. It's good. The hotels are doing a great job. Stay at the Lenox.
And there it is. Well, say hi to who?
Dan Donahue. And Lisa.
Okay. And Lisa. Who loves Super Smart. Okay. Does she like Dirty
oh,
Laundry?
Oh, she loves you.
Oh, I'm just
she just
fishing.
Loves. She just didn't want to
yeah,
be so effusive in front
You're
of me.
Right.
Yeah. embarrass her.
Boy, she is super smart. Okay. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Married girlfriends.
Mm.
Do you want one?
Wait, no.
What?
I know one celebrity who does.
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, they're not as needy, I suppose.
Thought you were offering.
It's 7:46, and it's only 58 degrees, but it's hot in the laundry room.
It sure is.
Here's LBF.
Hey, we've got Brad Pitt's new romance, because I pay attention to these things.
Uh-huh.
Also, a deep dive on Richard Gere,
because
it's his birthday today.
Oh, it's his birthday?
But first, I just want to mention that Chadwick Boseman died this weekend. He was 43. I was stunned by this news. The star of Black Panther had been battling stage 3, then 4, colon cancer for 4 years.
Quietly.
Right? Filming so many things and still going through chemotherapy, surgeries. And people had mentioned something. He did a video recently, and he was very gaunt.
Oh.
And so people were like, what's going on with him? Is it for a role? But it was because he was really, really sick. And I just...
Too young.
It's really sad.
42.
And, I mean, just absolutely surprising, because he didn't even mention anything about it. But everyone talked about how great he was. Like, I saw him on Jimmy Fallon meeting Black Panther fans.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the clips of that?
Yeah.
He was so great. It was just a really nice guy and really talented, and you should definitely see Get On Up. I watched that last night.
Now, that's
it's the James Brown biopic.
I like to see that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Does he do the cape?
He does everything. The way he dances.
You know what I mean? When they brought
incredible.
The cape out.
Yeah, I didn't get that far into it.
Just because he was just too hot.
It's too hot.
Had to cool him off.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Brad Pitt. He's dating somebody.
Yep.
Of course, she's 27.
Good for him.
She's 27. This is the deal, though.
Okay.
So he was filming Inglourious
Bastards.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I hope so.
I think that's the call. The name of the movie.
And he had dinner at this restaurant in Berlin. Met the owner's wife, started dating the owner's wife. But he was the owner, 68.
Can I get you anything else, Mr. Pitt?
Yeah. Your supermodel wife.
Yeah.
She's 27.
All right.
Then she flew out to L.A. to be with him. But the thing is, and she has a son with this restaurateur, it's an open marriage.
Wide open.
Wide.
Wow.
Like
Brad Pitt just came in.
Open.
No, I do. Yeah. Wow. Allegedly.
Pool boy open.
Pool boy open. And Brad Pitt's the pool boy.
I just feel like that's very complicated for Brad. He just came off a very complicated relationship.
Like I said, the husband's 67.
68.
Brad's only 57.
Right.
So she's seeing a younger man now.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
That's nice.
And she's 27?
27.
Yeah.
So good for you, Brad.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And today... is Richard Gere's birthday.
How old's Richard?
71 years old.
God. Still
Did
has that
know?
Hair?
Yeah, he still has that hair.
Yeah.
And he still has it because he's married to Alejandra Silva. They got married in 2018. In 2019, she had a baby. And in 2020, she had a baby.
So he's got two toddlers?
Two, no, like an infant.
Oh, an infant.
Like in April of 2020, there was a baby, and February of 2020.
So he gets to move her into college when he's 90.
Wow!
I mean, I just did it. I mean,
boy, I hope it's like a first floor room.
90.
There you go.
Richard Gere has dated everybody.
Yeah. Who has he dated?
He's dated, I'll tell you.
Some big stars, right?
He's dated.
Well, he was married to Cindy Crawford.
Yep.
That's true.
His personal life. Let me see. I got to scroll down. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. He's been linked to Penelope Milford, Tuesday Weld, Dawn Steele, Diane von Furstenberg, Barbara Streisand, Priscilla Presley, Kim Basinger, Cindy Crawford, and then he married Carrie Lowell.
Good Lord.
And, yeah.
You ask yourself, what's Richard Gere have that we don't have?
Like an American gigolo.
Yeah, I know, really.
He is.
I don't know, but he went to Mass Amherst on a gymnastics scholarship.
He did?
Which says something.
Yeah, well,
that boy's limber.
Okay. That's exactly
not
what
bad looking
said.
Either.
Now I get it.
What a combo.
Yeah.
He's got the hair, he's gymnastically inclined, and he's a Buddhist.
Yep.
Because he likes
the booty. You made me say it.
I did.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Coming up, your chance
my dignity out the door.
You said it.
I said it, but like I was trying to be like you.
That was cute.
Dumb jokes.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't going to let that one go unsaid.
Uh-huh.
Coming up, we're going to do it. If you're ready to play, we got the cash. $1 million playlist.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Somerset. It's Jim. Morning, Jim.
Morning.
So I hear, Jim, that you just put your daughter in school.
Yes, she's a senior this year, but it never gets easy.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yep.
Bob, not everyone's not, like you, well, like, I mean, you know, pushing them out the door.
No.
Take your vegan menu and leave.
Jim, well, you'll have an empty nest, Jim, so that's good.
Yep.
Enjoy it.
Yep.
All right, let's play. First of all, before we do, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yep. So I'm married, actually, with two children. I have a son who's in middle school, so he's going to be learning virtually this year. And a lovely wife. So, yeah, daughter's off to college, but the rest of us will be home. So
Together.
Yep. I guess it's not an empty.
Always.
Okay, no
staring at each other.
Yeah. not quite. All right, Jim, let's play Super Smart. Get them right, and we'll get you $1,000. Get all 10. Hey, if you're not sure about one of them, just say pass. If we have time, we'll come back. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
What's 10 plus 8?
18.
What plant is traditionally worn on St. Patrick's Day?
Shamrock.
True or false, Shakespeare made up the word bedazzled?
Pass.
Who co-starred with Deborah Winger in An Officer and a Gentleman?
Richard Gere.
What city did Jack the Ripper terrorize?
New York.
Rocky Marciano was born in this city.
Brockton.
What was Princess Diana's maiden name?
Pass.
Marsha Clark is famous for prosecuting this man.
O.J. Simpson.
What organ of the body is insulin produced?
Liver.
What do spelunkers explore?
Mining.
True or false, Shakespeare made up the word bedazzled?
False.
What was Princess Diana's maiden name?
Jones.
Jones. Diana Jones.
Well, Jim.
Safe bet.
You got five right, Jim. Five of them right. Missed a few, but that's okay. Here's what you got.
Okay, Shakespeare actually made up the word bedazzled.
He did.
He did. Wow. It was in The Taming of the Shrew. I'd quote it, but I can't find it. I don't have that stuff on top of my head.
No.
Jack the Ripper terrorized London.
London town.
Princess Diana's maiden name was Spencer. Mm. The organ of the body that in which insulin is produced, pancreas. And spelunkers explore caves.
He was close.
Mining. But
yeah, but you know. We got five out of ten.
Yeah,
okay.
It was good.
So, not bad for a Monday. Well, listen, we got some good news for you, though, Jim. How about $100, not your average Joe's gift card?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. You know you're going to get something for playing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's great.
All right. So enjoy that. You're in Somerset. There's got to be one nearby.
Oh, there's one everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, there sure is.
Enjoy. Jim, thank you for listening. We appreciate it, okay? So look,
thank you, guys.
You're welcome. So if you want to play Super Smart like Jim did, just go to WROR.com. Sign up there on the contest page. Plus, we'll play your game.
Yes, it's a multiple choice.
Yeah.
And it's, if you just listened again, I like to say, you know all the answers, so you're going to really feel smart.
Try to do it in 60 seconds.
Right.
There you go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, 62 degrees in Boston, that's cool.
Yeah.
Only 74 today, that's it. I like it.
It's nice. It's no sweat, not a lot of squinting.
Not squinting.
Not a lot, you know, like right. Just...
Your mask's not going to stick to your face.
Yeah, it's not, that's great.
It's not, there you go. So it's going to be cool. What else is cool?
Oh, well, there's a guy who did such a nice thing for somebody who initially was annoying him.
Okay.
And that's hard to do.
So
when somebody annoys
the script,
you,
huh?
And then you just decide to reframe it.
Wow.
And be a good person.
Flip the script.
Teach okay. You how. Next.
That's good. All right. All right. We could all use that lesson. All right, Brian Bell.
Well, you know, you can't watch the Red Sox because they're horrible, but Manny Ramirez is back.
Ooh.
That could be fun. I'll tell you where you can catch Manny.
Fun story. Plus, if you want to be successful at this, do it with your spouse. Okay?
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
That's
okay. Gotcha.
The best way is with your spouse.
All right.
Not a stranger.
Date?
Stay tuned.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So a guy in Utah started getting annoyed after being alerted every evening because of his security camera. Someone was in his driveway. It turned out it was a little kid who was riding his bike up into his driveway. Now, instead of telling him to stop like you two yahoos
would
have done.
No,
that's the
no.
difference. It's in Utah. Everybody's nice in Utah.
Exactly. He drew a mini racetrack in chalk, and so now the other kids use it, and he redoes it every time it rains. And here's what he had to say about it.
Wow, he's down there.
To get like a nice little course, also taking some of Keith's advice, I used up more of the driveway we have. The back straight, assuming that the 3-year-old can read, and slow, and then we turn, and then eyes up, because you know he's not looking. Mm. Another little rumble, and then for the win, ching ching, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh,
who's
chicken?
Having more fun with this, him or me?
See, he's having fun with it.
We're getting
he's
chicken?
Nice.
That's great.
He painted his driveway to look like a racetrack.
No, he just chalked.
It's chalked.
It's chalked.
Then
chalked.
He's going to paint his white van to look like an ice cream.
No,
oh
see, Brian,
my God,
go
Brian Bell.
No,
what?
Don't go
you
there.
Take my
that's
cool
great.
Thing.
He's just I a can nice turn neighbor. It around on you. That's nice.
Nice neighbor.
That's nice.
Wrong with
you. I know there is.
All right.
Brian nice, being Brian, right?
Nice story, LBF.
Thank you.
Nice
Manny
story.
Being Manny.
Right.
Let's hear it.
All right, Manny Ramirez, he's 48, and he just signed a contract to play baseball for the Sydney Blue Sox in the Australian Baseball League. Apparently, the team owner, Adam Dobb, is a huge Red Sox fan. He's been talking to Manny about just coming and being like an ambassador. Well, guess what? He signed him to be a player coach, and their season kicks off December 18th.
Huh.
So Manny's been still doing batting practice, and he's been keeping in shape, so...
Keeping in shape?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I'm telling you, Manny's a good... Not, is you know, Big Poppy. Big Poppy was always big.
Yeah.
Manny was always a pretty good shape.
He always wore baggy uniform.
Very baggy
he always
uniform.
Looked a little disheveled.
A little baggy.
Yeah, he was always out of sorts. But boy, he was fun to watch bat. So,
No, it's fun to see. It's in Australia where it's summer during our winter.
Right. It's the opposite. So I think do they have to run the opposite around the bases?
Yeah, I think they do.
You know, the way the toilet flushes in the other direction.
And the waves backwards, too. They do the waves backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
All right.
No, I'm fine.
Enough?
Yeah, it's enough.
All right.
You start
time to kangaroo
up
down, sport. All right.
All right. Story number three. Okay. If you put on the quarantine 15, don't look at me like that. Well, when you decide to reverse course, you might want to think about asking your significant other to help lose weight with you. A new study by the European Society of Cardiology found couples tend to do better if they lose weight together. They looked at married people after one of them had a heart attack and needed to lose weight for health reasons. They found that when the person's spouse got involved with eating healthy, they were much likely to stick with it. Don't go it alone. There's
well, I think this should only apply to same-sex marriages, because when you are going on a diet with your husband and he drops 20 and you're like, why can't I lose a pound?
Like, this is so
it's
easy.
It's grounds for divorce.
No.
You might be on.
Yeah. You do practical things together like grocery shopping.
Ew.
Making your...
like going to the grocery store with your spouse.
Walking
like,
together. Three times more successful than those who go it alone.
Dave and I are doing a workout every day on the TV.
How about that?
Really?
So that's kind of fun.
Then you're on your way.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're such an animal.
Why? I didn't say
you know
that.
What I
just
mean.
Said really?
Brian, why'd you go there?
Good for you guys working out every day.
So that's how you do it. That is how you do it. You have your spouse and you
I'm
do it together.
You.
You'll lose weight together. Mm-hmm. How great is that? You know?
Okay.
I'm here to help. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. My Sharona, number one, 41 years ago.
41 years ago.
Can you believe that? Get the Knack was the album. And it was number one, 41 years ago today, 1979. Okay, fun fact. This is our favorite story of the day, though. Isn't this our favorite?
It's our favorite.
Come on, let's hear it, LBF.
It's
our favorite story of the day. Yeah.
Well, it starts out kind of mean. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody in Gloucester decided that the house on their street looked like garbage because it needed to be painted and had some structural things going on.
Uh-huh.
So it was a leaf of lined paper with a single message in there left in this couple's mailbox. Please paint me. And then a sad face. Eyesore. Your neighbors, thanks.
Wow. They went that way, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Anonymous.
And this Jimmy and Marilyn Sukuku?
Don't try it.
Okay. Jimmy and Marilyn.
Yep.
Jimmy and Marilyn lived in on Perkins Street for many, many years, but their house fell into disrepair because he had open heart surgery, and she's been struggling with multiple sclerosis for 30 years.
Wow.
And roof, paint, gutters, all that stuff, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
And it's a tough time.
And it needed to be scraped to look like the house, right? In bad shape.
So the kids, their kids posted on Facebook the mean thing that the anonymous neighbor
they
put in their mailbox.
They took a picture of the letter?
Yep. And took a picture of the house. And then a GoFundMe campaign was started. And now they've raised, how much have they raised?
I think the last I saw was like 45 grand.
Jeez. Which it
That'll
will cost
get it done.
That. Because a roof is like what?
Yeah,
10,
like 20.
Painting?
Another
Forget
15,
it.
20,
yeah.
right?
So
that's a great story. You know, that is our favorite story of the day.
The only thing missing is me being able to pronounce their last name.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Jimmy and Marilyn.
Anyway, it's a great story.
It is a really nice. Well,
would you ever leave an anonymous note?
Yes. Are you going to sign that one?
Jerk.
You know,
I would mention it to him.
Would you say something
I'd say, hey, I know a good painter if you guys are looking to paint it at some point.
I always think like, it's when people don't like the grass is really long and stuff like that. You just go over and say you want me to mow your lawn
for you.
Yeah,
something like that.
Because obviously something's going on.
Want me to scrape your house? No.
That's a big ass.
Well,
if anybody wants to come over and look at how ugly my kitchen is and write me a nasty note, feel free.
Yeah, you'll be sure to publish it.
Oh
anyway, so all's well that ends well, and it's a great story. Very nice. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Good morning. It's 8:49, sunny and 74 today. Nice way to wrap up summer.
Mm.
Well, unofficially.
I know.
You know, it's August 31st. Can you believe September 1st tomorrow? Just like that. That was a fast summer.
It was
an
a weird
uneventful
summer.
Yeah. No concerts, no big events. The Sox, you couldn't go see them.
Nope.
Speaking of the outfield.
I didn't go up to Squam Lake.
Didn't get to Squam Lake.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay because you were disappointed that your place last year no longer has the nachos, right?
Walter's Basin. I recommended them to everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I found out they were off the menu and I was...
Yeah, somebody went all the way up there and said, hey.
They're not on the menu.
All the way up here.
That girl on
I know.
LBF on the radio.
Well, says, I have breaking news, everybody.
What? Oh. Nacho
yes.
news.
Nacho news. Thanks to loyal listener Linda Tremblay, who was visiting her daughter up in the Squam.
Linda Tremblay?
Yes.
Okay.
Was visiting her daughter up in the Lakes region.
Uh-huh.
She checked out Walter's Basin for me. Nachos are back on the menu.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Oh.
Remind me why they were so good.
So the cheese to nacho relationship was the best ever.
Spot on.
Because they managed to get cheese on every single nacho, but didn't, and there was no mush, you know what I mean?
And the bottom.
Oh, it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And my mouth is watering as we speak.
So hungry right
I'm surprised now. That wasn't your favorite story of the day. I mean,
that is my favorite story of the day.
Right.
It just came in.
Well, that's good. I'm
breaking
glad to hear
nachos.
That.
Yes. Well, I love them. And I might go up this weekend.
I remember
now.
Somebody went up last year specifically because you were just touting them and they were sadly disappointed.
I know. Well, now they're back on the menu and life is good.
Good job, Walter.
All right. Probably call and see when they're going to take them off the menu again.
Yeah.
I have to make sure.
Probably
I will make
September
sure.
Maybe it's seasonal.
I know.
I think it's September 1st.
Oh, my God.
What if it was? That'd be terrible.
That would be not your favorite story of the day. That's bad nacho news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.